All right, it's the rundown. Today's rundown is brought to you by Absolute America. That's the hashtag, Absolute America. Absolute is teaming up with Keep America Beautiful, where they're gonna donate $1 for every photo that you share using the hashtag Absolute America.
Oh, wow. We can make a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a pretty cool bottle. This is like, you know, this is like some Americana right here. It's summertime. Nate, cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
It's summertime, drink your Absolute and keep America beautiful. And I mean, this is like, it's got me in the summer mood, you know what I mean? It's got like, the weather's turning. I'm gonna have a nice little barbecue soon enough.
Are you?
A little Absolute America, you know what I mean?
You're a barbecue guy.
Celebrate Memorial Day the right way. Celebrate America with your Absolute Vodka. Use the hashtag and they'll donate.
It's a nice bottle.
Absolute America. We start off, we welcome Nate to the rundown.
Hi, what's up, baby? You? Good to be back in beautiful New York City.
You were in Vegas for the weekend.
Thursday to yesterday.
You met, that's a long Vegas trip.
Yeah.
You met your boy Tiger Woods.
Our good friend, fan of the program, Tiger Woods.
As we understood, yeah, yes. he's actually like knows Barstool pretty well, Tiger Woods.
He made it seem like
in his camp have like hashtag Viva in their Twitter profile and shit like that.
He made it seem like he
I was always a Tiger guy, big Tiger guy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not telling you that he's like, you know, watching the rundown today, but like he's very aware of who we
are. Hello, Tiger. I know you're watching.
Got a sweet dick, dude. Well, not really. It was a weird dick. It was like a big dick.
It was, yeah.
It was sizable, but it was
a dick I wouldn't want. It's a good, it fits him.
Right.
It was suitable for Tiger, not for John Feidelberg.
That's a great way to put it. It's like, you know, listen, you do you, man.
Yeah. That one.
I'll keep my dick.
I'm going to pass on that one.
We start off with the NBA. The Warriors, they just beat the fuck out of the Rockets. I mean, it was not even a contest. I think the final score was like 41 points. It was bananas.
Yeah.
And the story being Steph Curry just did his thing. After a shitty performance, and of course the internet with the pendulum swinging back, everyone all of a sudden is basically trashing on Steph Curry, saying he ain't shit. Mm-hmm. Quickly reminded people he is, in fact, shit.
I think he's almost gone into like Larry Bird mode where he just gets bored.
Yeah,
like
the Warriors in general.
Like Bird, you know, had famously shot lefty a whole game. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Steph just like, he gets bored, and then once people are like, oh, you suck, he's like, oh yeah, that's right, I'm just gonna go.
Yeah, let me flex on you. Yeah, I mean, the Warriors in general are like that. It's like, they basically just started trying like 10 days ago.
Yeah.
It's nuts, man.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Kerr talked about that in the regular season. He can't, like when he let the team coach themselves,
yeah,
it's like,
I mean, they're just
we
making
have to
up
do
ways
something
to challenge themselves.
To keep ourselves entertained. Yeah. It's like kind of like a game, like, you know, just like, their little fantasy league within their own team. It's like, oh, Draymond's gonna coach today, and then, you know, they just, you know, second round of the playoffs, third round of the playoffs, they're like, okay, I guess we're gonna turn it on now.
Yeah, like you lose a game, like, oh shit, all right, well, all right, we gotta take it seriously.
I guess we'll just go beat, like, the team that people said could possibly, like, make
maybe
it a series.
Perhaps.
And then they beat them
Steph
by 41.
Steph is so fucking cocky, it's awesome. Like, he even has that body language where I think it was last year in the playoffs, where he was, or maybe it was 2 years ago, I forget, where he was out for a bit. And then he came back and he like started doing like, he has like that like,
walk.
I'm back.
Yeah.
He kind of had that again last night.
That's it. I mean,
two different times where he kind of did that again.
I think he just caught wind. Like, oh wait, Twitter's like making fun of me a little bit.
Interesting. Dave didn't want to call in today and talk Celtics.
Yeah, that didn't go well for them. Big basketball guy here.
Yeah, I gambled on that game actually. Wow. With like a bunch of my friends out on Saturday and they were all gambling. I was like, all right, put me down for 150.
Didn't work.
Oops. Haven't paid it yet. At this point, I still have not lost that bet.
Yeah, listen, there was only, obviously you have to win that game if you're the Celtics. You go down 3-0, the series is over. So it was a must win. The only way to really turn that game into like a momentum shifting positive for the Cavs, I think, is to do exactly what they did. Like, that was the only, like, to me, that was a big time W.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
like that. I know that, you know, LeBron had that time off, maybe an extra couple days off. They gave him Tuesday to Saturday.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the difference.
Just ridiculous.
But it is. It's
who
crazy.
Said it? One of the
but,
coaches,
I mean,
we needed it. We're old. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, we needed
it. You know, obviously, you got to come back out and try to replicate that. But that was a quick, like, oh, wait a minute. Again, almost like Steph was.
Yeah.
Like, hang on.
I'm still.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Dave was talking about dynasties. Like, you know, all of a sudden you lose by fucking 30. This game, if this series goes 2-2, things, you know, it's a whole different scenario than it was 4 days ago. Whatever.
So don't rule out LeBron James. Is that what I'm learning?
Yep.
Okay.
That's a pretty good.
That
rule
was
of thumb.
Always my fear too. Before that series.
Yeah,
even
you
started,
said it. Yeah.
Like everyone in Boston was like, feed me LeBron. Like,
you don't want
it's
that.
Something we experience all the time with people like, give me Tom Brady. And you're going to fucking get them.
Yeah.
You're going to get them.
I mean, listen, you know, they lost the first two on the road and they come back home. If the Cavs win their two at home, it's like exactly how the NBA series are usually supposed to play out. Yeah. Let's relax. Yeah.
Like, I don't want to play LeBron James in a game seven because he's just going to say, I'm LeBron James.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, you almost have to, you have to win in five almost, yeah. I feel like. Because if this starts going the distance at all, LeBron James goes into LeBron.
He's mode. LeBron.
Post game with the Warriors last night, Charles Barkley asks Durant in the post game interview, is Draymond as annoying in person as he seems to be? Durant replied, why don't you go ask him that yourself? Go down to the locker room and ask that to his face.
Is Draymond Green as annoying in person as he is on television?
Annoying to who?
You should go talk to him downstairs.
Yeah. He ain't gonna
Is he annoying? I mean, you're around him every day. He's that's annoying he on television.
What annoys you about a Draymond?
He gonna apologize to him.
Downstairs, you can go ask him.
Yeah, go ask him, man. Hey.
Yeah. It's not a guy I would trifle with, but I feel like Chuck is fucking... He's a pretty hefty fella himself. I mean,
Chuck trying to do like the gotcha journalism to like Durant on the post game show was, I found.
I didn't think that. No,
I
gotcha.
Disagree.
I thought that
Durant
was like
looks stupid here because like
really,
see, like
what's
making,
he gonna
he's
say?
Making a joke. They're having fun. I'm like, you're gonna be like, why don't you go fucking fight him?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I didn't say that.
I would have busted Draymond's balls with Chuck there. Yeah. I would have been like, oh yeah, the guy's the worst. Right. A joke.
Well, no, Durant knows anything he says. Durant can't say anything right. Everything he says, it's like Durant did this, Durant did that, Durant responded to this.
Oh, I got you.
So like he's in such a bad spot with any question he's asked. It's like, just go asking yourself if you really want to ask that question.
I just thought it was a weird...
The way he asked it was
see, we're blind, even like... doing it now with Durant, where he's in such a spot where no matter how he answers, you're like, oh, I can't believe he agreed and called him annoying, or I can't believe
Yeah, but I think if he agreed, I think it was clearly kind of a joke. I think if he rolled with it joke style, like in a joking manner, it wouldn't have been... I just think it's a weird thing. It's one thing when you do that to like some dweeb reporter where it's like, you're really gonna talk shit about Draymond? But I think Charles Barkley is like allowed to do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't fight Charles
That's
Barkley.
That's what I'm saying, you know? And like, no, he's got the experience, he was a former player. I think you're allowed to say that shit if you're Chuck.
The thing is too, with like, it's the Kevin Durant, like, you can't really just get, like, I guess you'll lose what you're saying, where you can't really say anything, but like, dude, you have burner accounts. Like, you can't, you can't like get offended by someone asking if someone's annoying. Like,
I don't think he was offended.
You've been famously caught like liking Instagram posts.
So he's snowflake as a guest.
Well, I'm saying he's not quick on his feet. He doesn't know how to answer that question in like a funny, like look good to everybody way. So he just kind of is like, just go ask him, man. Like, don't put this on me.
We got the
I think you misinterpreted. I don't think he was asking saying a sheep.
Oh no, I just think Kevin Durant doesn't know how to answer questions, so he's like, just go ask him. Like, leave me alone.
Maybe.
We got the most pathetic thing I've ever seen coming out of the Knicks camp. I don't know who's putting these up.
I think it's fans, right?
Is it fans? Is it one of these like we bought a billboard type of things?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, a team can't do that.
Not a team, but I wasn't. You know, sometimes if it was like a company or
it's
some like, sort
yeah,
of
yeah,
like
it's like a lobbyist for the Knicks.
It says. LeBron, you're the king of New York, hashtag, it says prove it, hashtag LeBron to NYC 2018. He's not going to come here, guys.
Yeah. Like,
he's not going to come here.
Well,
I mean.
How delusional do you have to
well,
be
let me say
LeBron
this, like,
to come to New York?
If it wasn't for James Dolan, I think he actually would, because I do think LeBron would love the idea that
That's
he revitalizes
thinking.
The Mecca and he's the one who brings it back. But he's also, like, aging, wants to win now, doesn't like the bullshit. Doesn't have time for the fucking James Dolans of the world. So, like, there's no shot he comes.
Yeah, LeBron doesn't typically go to bad teams.
No.
He went back to Cleveland. Cleveland was a good team.
Right, right.
They had just
like, people are talking about him going to the Sixers because it's, like, basically a championship on a platter for you. You're not going to go to the fucking Knicks and play with Joakim
Houston
Noah.
Was a possibility, too, right? The LeBrockets or whatever?
Houston,
yeah,
Lakers,
I mean, he's going to just pick one of these. I mean, the Lakers are going to be one of these, you know, he wants to go to L.A. But everyone else is, like, pick the best team and join them.
Yeah.
So, don't waste your breath, Knicks fans.
That's really pathetic. That's sad. I mean, I guess like maybe if it's a joke or like you said, if it's done by a company. But if
I remember.
You're just a fan,
I mean, I'll
he
tell you,
LeBron,
we did. We did like 3 years of bringing KD to the Wizards.
Yeah, but you had a reason.
No, and he didn't even take a phone call. Wizards. So it doesn't always work.
You at least had a reason. I made LeBron hope, like the Obama like color. You know those shirts.
Yeah.
We put his face on. We said hope. That was like the first time around when he was a free agent.
We did an election button.
That
like,
didn't work.
Durant's first
that you did
on
that
it.
Back in the Miami one or the Cleveland one?
The Miami, like the first one.
Really?
Really? Yeah. The decision?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we were pushing for that. So that was like 2000. I don't even know.
I don't know.
Like 10.
Maybe he'll do like Melo when he's like mad old and is just like chucking
shots. Yeah, that's
shots.
That's what the Knicks would do. They'll bring LeBron here when he's 30 fucking nine.
I mean, MJ retired a Wizard. People forget that, so.
I don't think people forget that. We got second half of the rundown is brought to you by SeatGeek. You want to go SeatGeek. See?
Shout out SeatGeek.
Nate SeatGeek.
Nate, you went to see what show?
I went to see the Las Vegas Golden Knights playoff game.
Oh, right, okay.
From my buddies at SeatGeek, and it was the coolest freaking game. Like,
how awesome is the pregame in person?
I mean, you see the video, and you know the whole Vegas Knights experience is hyped up. It lived up to it and more.
Yep,
it
was just, I believe,
like,
that.
It was different than any other game I've been to. It was just like really, really, really cool.
But do you think that's because you went into it like this is going to be such a crazy
a lot
experience,
of times it's like, all right, it can't be as good as they say. It was as good as they say. Like, the crowd was crazy. Like, all the in-game
stuff. You were there for the clincher, right?
That not was last for the night, clincher, right? Okay. For to go up 3-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just really,
they
really,
are just
really
fucking
cool.
Awesome.
Like, John Taffer was in my row. Like, he was really cool, dude.
You said, I think you had a tweet that said they don't stop serving alcohol there?
No. Well,
it's like,
no,
let me tell you, it's Vegas, I had to, like, walk, I thought that was
through,
like, an America blanket.
I thought that was like the league, you know, like the NHL. Was
I did,
like,
too.
We have to abide by the rules.
I had to walk through a bar to get to my seats. Like, there was no other way to get to my seats besides through the bar. So, like, it was just, like, at the
another
top
round,
of the
bartender.
Section. Like, so,
man,
yeah, they
that's
don't
awesome.
Cut off beer. I was rooting for overtime so much just because I wanted
keep it going forever.
To do it.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
But shout out SeatGeek, best people in the world.
Shout out Ryan Whitney, who was put on fucking blast by the Golden Knights. We talked about it on radio on Friday. For those who haven't seen it, they put together, like, a highlight reel of all the people talking shit. And Muppet's exact quote was like, they're gonna be a doormat this year. Yeah. Vegas is gonna get absolutely crushed. They projected his quote on the ice and they had his fucking voice broadcast through the whole stadium. It was
even
whole
their
arena.
Own, but like, that's one of those things, like, their owner said that. Like, actually, their owner didn't say they're gonna be a doormat. Before the season started.
He said, what, 3 seasons to the playoffs?
He said 3 seasons to playoffs, 6 seasons to make a real run. This year, all they wanna do is not lose games by 6.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's basically that's, admitting we're going to be a doormat.
It's called managing expectations.
Yeah.
Whitney's just a Muppet. That's the difference.
I mean, yeah, SeatGeek, they hooked it up.
Oh, yeah, so Dually check 20. Out. You want to be like Nate? You want to go see, you know, once-in-a-lifetime experience? Go download the free SeatGeek app. Go to settings. Code RUNDOWN. You get $10 off your first order. You can go to games, concerts, shows, whatever.
Meet Tiger Woods.
Meet Tiger. The whole nine. I don't know about that. No guarantees.
No, if you SeatGeek, you meet Tiger.
That's a rule.
I mean, I'm one for one.
There you go. 100%.
Yeah.
The new rule that Starbucks has put out there is that you can now use their bathroom. You don't even have to buy anything. So Twitter was buzzing about this.
Really?
I don't have much to say other than, like, I mean, there have been times where I've been like, all right, I'll fucking buy water. You know? I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
I don't think it is. I think
it's a minor inconvenience, but.
You're going to run into a homeless situation now, Starbucks.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
You're going to run into a homeless guy's jerking off in your bathroom all the time.
Oh, big time.
I don't understand why you need to do that.
Yeah. Right. It's like a little bit of a cover charge to keep the homeless away
from
shitting.
Yeah, Starbucks has that premier feel to it.
Yeah, now it's not going to have that at all.
Now you got to just, like,
you know, even just like when they're waiting online, you're going to have a line of homeless.
It sucks.
While you're trying to have your mocha latte as you, like, blog. You know?
I've blogged in a Starbucks before.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've been like a little bit homeless in a Starbucks before. Like, you do like a night out where you didn't go home. You're like basically brushing your teeth in changing your clothes. You're doing a sink shower. And like.
You done that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I've gone that far.
Those moments.
I have blogged at like a Starbucks. Like, I think it was like 2 summers ago. I was in Newport.
I've
just
done
like
that.
Didn't make it back to the office.
So I've gone
to my laptop to a Starbucks.
Brooks Brothers, grabbed like a shirt and all that shit.
Wow.
Sink shower, brush the teeth, throw everything away, hit the office.
Yeah, I mean, the people who have to mop up the Starbucks, their job's just
that
like
stinks.
A whole lot worse.
That really blows for them.
But besides that, like, I feel like
but when you
places,
gotta go.
I think this is also, this is a little PR play. Starbucks. Been in the shit.
A couple people get arrested.
Yeah.
Let them pee. Let them pee!
Now you just let people jerk off in your restrooms.
When you gotta go, though. Like this dude on Frontier Airline. Who just
whipped it out.
Just fucking whipped it out. And he just peed on the seat in front of him.
That's when she says her flight turned into a nightmare. She snapped this photo of him slouching in his seat. And then snapped this.
Well, while I have my phone out and, like, you know, trying to take a discreet photo, he starts to pee and urinate on the seat in front of him.
We've blurred the picture, but it shows a stream of urine hitting the back of the seat.
And I scream. He's peeing, he's peeing, oh my God, and the flight attendant doesn't even acknowledge him first, acknowledges me and says, you need to calm down and stop cursing.
Which, that dude's got a stream. That guy got a good stream to be able to.
You could have. Oh, I could pee like that.
For like the first initial burst, but when you're wrapping up, that's just dribbling all over own seat.
Yeah, you're definitely pissing
like,
yourself.
Like, I can do like the 1, 2, 3, boom, blast off and get there, but then.
That's when you gotta hold it a little bit?
When it's slowly.
You ever like play piss games?
Do that motion.
You like, you'll hold it a little bit and then you just let it fire up quick again? Pinch it.
I mean,
bam!
You can't hold too long, though, by the way.
No, it's
because I feel like it's going to just like shoot up in you, you know?
Could you pee in front of people like that, or do you get like pee nervous?
This guy was beyond waste.
He was blacked out. But
I don't know if I have stage fright. I don't think I do, but I haven't really been in the scenario.
No.
I don't have stage fright like at a urinal, I know that, but I don't know about like when PFT couldn't pee his pants in front of everyone.
Yeah, you don't have that?
I think I could do that.
I mean,
I'd like to think so. I don't. It's not something I've tried.
I would be upset with myself if I couldn't. I'd be like, "What? You're afraid to fucking just fucking go?"
Yeah, you've been doing it your whole life.
Just piss. Yeah, it's like, well, you don't even know how to piss anymore.
Frontier.
Frontier.
I mean, as always, when we talk about Spirit,
are they
and,
new Spirit?
And
are
Southwest,
they the new Spirit? Is Spirit better?
You get what you pay for. Like, that's always the answer with these airlines. If a stewardess like assaults you, or you get kicked off the plane, or the whole thing smells like shit, or whatever it may be, when you pay like $30 for a flight. That's what's gonna happen.
The line in this was the stewardess told her to slide over seats, even in the row. Like, he was in a different row, but she still told her to go to the window just in case he tries to assault you.
They've seen it before.
That was the solution?
That's the best. Like,
just one more seat.
Slide one seat over just in case this dude tries to beat the shit out of you. That's the service you get on Frontier.
That's all they did? Like, they land the plane, he gets arrested afterwards?
Yeah.
She
said,
I mean, I guess there's nothing else you can do.
She said that also the woman got in trouble before the guy got in trouble, because she was screaming, he's fucking pissing.
And they disrupting the air.
Like, watch your language.
Like, can you stop cursing, please? Like, can you clean up the pile of piss?
I think that there needs to be, especially on like Frontier, I think you need to have like a plane jail that's like maybe like beneath. Like, if you fuck around on a plane, you get like put in a box beneath for the rest of the flight. A little deterrence. Like, if that guy just gets to ride the rest of the flight, what's gonna stop him?
I mean,
maybe the arrest afterwards, but. You know, if it's like, we're going to put you in a fucking coffin beneath deck, and you're going to ride that for the rest of the 6 hours, I don't think you're going to piss
Frontier,
on that.
Frontier, because, like, anything goes. That's where the people just, like, fuck in front of the rest of the plane, and they never turn, like, the Spirit of the Frontier.
I'll
around.
Tell you what, last they time we saw it that, going. It was someone coming back from Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Surprise, maybe. Any thoughts about that on your plane ride home?
People are way too hungover on flights home.
Yeah,
from
I feel
Vegas.
Like you fly you too Vegas.
Yeah, to Vegas, everybody's like jazzed up. People start drinking like once you hit like that cruising altitude. On the way back, there was a baby crying. I thought someone was gonna slap the baby.
I love how Nate did the motion there.
Just,
I was gonna be like,
don't you just want to slap a baby across the face sometimes?
He puts the thumb down like that too.
Who holds a hand like that?
He's really very. The thumb is very funny. It's like
what.
I don't know. I would just be like a little more relaxed with my thumb.
Oh, I do a stiff hand.
It actually hurts my stomach. Yeah.
How often do you slap?
Babies often. You gotta teach them a lesson.
The thing with the problem with the plane jail though, is like I feel. I guess no. This would stop that. What happens now is someone knows they're in trouble. And it's like in hockey when you like know you got a penalty, you're like, all right, I'm gonna get someone in the box with me. And you're like, I'm gonna like
I'll take you down with me. Yeah. Well, whatever. Like, I'm gonna throw them in.
I'm getting arrested. I'm gonna fuck with everybody now.
Taking you all down to Twitter jail.
Just become an instigator.
My plane jail airline. With me.
I'm a Frontier Airlines instigator.
I was in jail this weekend on Twitter. I got my Twitter jail 12 hours. Twitter's gone so soft. I can't take it anymore. It's your boy KFC coming to you live from Twitter jail. I've been suspended for the next 12 hours. For telling some dude to jump off a bridge, but he tweeted me first saying that he hates me so much that I make him want to jump off a bridge, and all I did was retweet him back and say, please jump. That's fair game, Twitter. That's someone coming at me. You know what? That's verbal abuse. I'm now depressed because he was verbally abusing me, so you better suspend him. He was telling me how bad I am, so now I'm hurt and I'm psychologically traumatized. Fuck you, Twitter. That guy should jump off a bridge. Free KFC. All I said was, please jump.
Fantastic response.
I mean, the guy said to me, he said, your tweets, or your, it was either your tweets or your content is so terrible. Every time I read it, it makes me want to jump off a bridge. I said, please do. I mean,
so does he report you, or does Twitter just like
somebody?
See it?
Somebody reported me, I think. I don't think Twitter. If Twitter can just randomly see those things, that means they're scouring constantly. Yeah. I think that motherfucker reported me.
I'll tell you this. I think they see it now because I've seen. There's a guy who he tweets "fuck you, Nate" to every one of my tweets, and then
respect.
So yeah, exactly. Like hat tip to that guy. Like no days off. And he then tweeted something like, Twitter just got me in trouble for tweeting fuck you, Nate. And I was like, oh, I guess this guy got suspended or like.
And you didn't report him.
No, not at all. I just checked like every single time. Like, there he is. That's my guy. Like every single tweet. And then he got suspended off Twitter.
I wonder if this guy was just like planning on doing that, like trying to bait me just to
no,
report
me. No, I think
me.
You're giving him a little too much credit here.
Yeah.
So I just can't. I just the thought process behind reporting, drives me crazy.
I don't even know how you do it. How do you
that guy was like, I'm gonna like tweet this guy about killing myself, and then he writes back, he's busted my balls. I'm gonna go report him. That is the ultimate like.
No, it's like Text
it's
got
so
suspended. Didn't Text get suspended for saying that he hates the Yodel Kid? He's like Yodel Kid.
He said he wanted to kill him.
Should
or something,
kill
right?
him.
That's
accurate.
Right. I bet you they maybe do. They do have some sort of.
Yodel
kill
Kid
yourself.
Is the future. He's a double gunpoint guy too. That was
not
only
that,
his
the way he did it. He was like.
He's signing heads like, and double gunpointing. Yeah, he's the best.
He is. He's taking pictures with Post Malone.
Yeah.
That song is a good song. It was famous.
Yeah, it's really
that
good.
Fucking fucks.
That kid is the future Texan, I tell you.
I actually, he's almost won me over. Like, I fucking hated him. But he's just doing his thing, like, so much that I don't know if I can hate him anymore. It's just like, what do you want him to do? He's famous now.
How long
Ride
does he
the
wear the same outfit for before he has the change?
Forever.
Yeah.
Forever?
You just rock that outfit forever.
Oh, okay. Speaking of.
What?
Forgot it in Boston. It's getting overnighted to me.
I was gonna say, like, what are we gonna do? That's like if I left Shay somewhere. No, I left her in Boston. Whoops. That's your baby, dude.
Yeah. And I was so used to just like not even doing my hair anymore because I just put a hat on. Yeah, yeah. So I didn't have to put this hat on today because I didn't do my hair this morning. It's a tough one.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah,
it's
a whole thing. It's probably a little messy.
All right. Well, that's the rundown.
That's the rundown.
Nate, good to have you back, baby.
It's good to be back.
I'm gonna slap you.